What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today, I got an interesting one here. Came across an article that talks about a 12,000-year-old skull with a microchip implant discovered by divers. That made me think about what is the oldest human artifact or you know, proof of civilization that we have, and it's those 30,000-year-old cave paintings and cave drawings, cave carvings from the Aboriginal Australians, as well as the Native Americans, as well as, you know, many others. But it's about 30,000, is my understanding. It's 12,000 is pretty darn old, right? Pretty darn old to have a microchip implant discovered by divers too. So let's take a look at this article. It actually looks like it's written in Chinese originally, but it's on CSFSX.com, and it talks about a group of divers who dove into the Sac Actun cave system on the Yucatan Peninsula, and they state that they found 12,000-year-old human skeletons. One expert archaeologist, Guillermo de Ananda, believe that a human skull encased in limestone, which is interesting because we find a lot of things that are encased in limestone. Limestone's pretty tough stuff, and it usually fossilizes a lot of things, was discovered in one of the caves. Its rainwater was to blame, apparently. Many of these bones, according to historians, belong to the Mayan Indians who descended there in search of water. So water was a hard thing to come by back in the day. You had to really travel a long way to find it. And the researchers found this skull to be incredibly interesting. After further study, they decided to avoid talking about it. Interesting. Maybe they were worried about their own personal health, you know, from the government, maybe. So furthermore, a Mexican journalist named Pedro Sanchez claimed to have received confidential information from an informant claiming that the skull was actually actually contained an artificial implant. Although experts initially assumed that it was just a regular metal plate, it turned out it was something else completely different. It was a microchip that was inserted more than 12,000 years ago. So I'll finish this a little bit, but it makes you wonder, right? Was it alien? Was it humans that had come from the future back to make a change for something? But if they came back to make a change for something, why did they go to 12,000 years ago? That seems like a weird place to change things. You think, you know, maybe they would have changed stuff, you know, earlier on, maybe, but that's not the case. Who knows? But it states that there are some individuals, including John Lear, who talk about the fact that there are human civilizations on other planets, such as the Moon and Mars. So is it possible that maybe they just, you know, came down here with their technology or did a time travel and came down? But the question remains is, you know, what's so important about 12,000 years ago in the Yucatan Peninsula? Well, if you remember, the Yucatan Peninsula is the location of the dinosaur comet impact. So if that's true, they were there. Could it have been that they were doing some research or fighting some battles back then? Okay, because the dinosaur extinction event really is a cover-up. It occurred because of the fighting between the reptilians and other civilizations, the Nordics in particular, but others that wanted to have a genetic farmer race planet here. They needed the outpost. We're on the far outskirts of the galaxy, so we're a perfect place for a zoo. And if some of us primates jump off the planet in spaceships, it's going to take us a long time to get anywhere because we still haven't figured out how to get very far, right? Can barely get to our own moon, can't even do a manned mission to Mars yet. So, we're not going anywhere too far outside of the solar system anytime soon. So, perfect place to put us, perfect place to fight for us, perfect place to continue fighting for this particular planet. So, this planet is not only our home, but it's also a battleground for other civilizations. And that's the beauty of this story, is that in all likelihood, it could have been a tracker. There's plenty of trackers that are in abductees. They're a little bit more developed now, but maybe back in the day, they were, maybe back 12,000 years ago, they had some primitive trackers. I mean, 12,000 years is a long way to come when it comes to technology. Just look at how far we've come in the last 100 years, going from riding horses and buggies to blasting off out into the moon and having a handheld computer in our hands, right? So there's a lot to be said for 12,000 years. So is this particular event true? Well, we don't know. We have to base it off of this article, but this article is pretty interesting. It talks about how the potential for a computer chip could have been in a human 12,000 years ago. And that's far before Christ, far before Alexander the Great, Pontius Pilate, far before, the fall of Rome, all of that stuff, right? All of history is before 12,000 years ago, even ancient Egypt. Okay, so think about that for a moment. The Mayans, right? They're one of the oldest civilizations out there. So, what do you think about this particular event? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's fake? Do you think it's possible that some AI civilization came and implanted chips into many, many humans' heads? It's possible. Anything's possible. Is it possible that we're continuing to battle for our own independence against some of these civilizations? Absolutely. Is it strange that they didn't have some sort of AI nano robots to take care of them, to put nano robots inside of these individuals and then fight to track them, right? Instead of putting a microchip, why not put some nano robots that apparently they have. Apparently they have, and they're able to manipulate. So it's possible. I mean, if you like nanorobots, I mean, the story behind the reptilians is that they're not even in control of themselves. There's apparently some AI race that's infiltrated the reptilians, and when we've captured a reptilian, we've cut open their body and done an autopsy, and they found all of these small black specks in their bloodstream, and they put them under a microscope and analyzed them, and they found out that they were nanorobots under some other kind of control. So they believe that there's some sort of AI species of some sort. Now, maybe there is. Maybe they figured that out. Or maybe the reptilians invented their own nanorobots and then were able to heal themselves in certain ways, right? That's what we're doing. That's what we're actively doing right now with our own nanorobots. So, a lot of fascinating stuff out there. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. there's not a lot more information on this particular 12,000-year-old microchip, but given the fact that a lot of civilizations die and then are reborn and we rebuild, and we're already at the point where Elon Musk has given us Neuralink, we have the capability of microchipping ourselves now and giving ourselves instant access to Google and Facebook and YouTube and TikTok. So, fascinating stuff as we come full circle on our civilization. Anyway, guys, I love you. I hope you're doing excellent. I'll keep it short and sweet on this one. And I hope you're going to have a great weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day here in America and around the world. And, have some corned beef and hash on me. And, like I always say, continue to question the universe around you. Continue to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And I'm going backwards on this one. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And take care of your friends and family and loved ones. As always, we'll come back with another excellent episode. And Lockdown Universe out. What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who's supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.